Hello and welcome. It is the 12th of May 2024. It's a Sunday. This is, of course, the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grower podcast. I'm sure you're all aware of that, but it's always good to remind you. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. If you have been off, of course, some of you may well have been working. It's certainly been a warm one. Much needed warmth, I've got to say, although I spent Saturday down on the allotment in the morning and then in the garden in the afternoon. And I've got to say, when I woke up this morning, I think I was feeling the effects of the heat. So today we did a little bit less, but still here at home. Still did a bit of gardening, don't get me wrong. Accomplished quite a few things. Managed to fix the lawnmower, which now lives down on the allotment, and starting to clear away some of the areas that are a little bit untidy, particularly at the top of my allotment. The top of my allotment is a bit of a problem. It always has been a bit of a problem, to be fair. I inherited this area. It had fruit bushes already planted and rhubarb and what have you. And it's always been a bit difficult to try and get on top of the weeds. I lay down a load of mulch, a load of wood chip, and that, I will admit, that does seem to have helped. But I haven't really paid it much attention over the last few weeks as the weeds are growing. So I got in there yesterday and started clearing it out. And actually, it wasn't too bad. A quick run around with a hoe and a mulch did seem to work. And a bit of a strim. My strimmer did run out of string. So I'm going to have to remember to take down some new strimmer string, which we do have here at home. But the biggest problem is actually from my neighbours. Now, I haven't seen my neighbours all last year, or very little last year, and I haven't seen them at all this year. And their grass and their weeds are as high as my waist. And it's coming over, the nettles are coming over into my part of the allotment. Now, I'm not the type to go and start shouting about this. If I see them, I might have a quick word, but they're probably busy lives and what have you. So the council will do their job, they will inspect, and they will probably send them a letter, and I'm hoping that's what they will do. I have put up a piece of pallet just to hold back some of the weeds, just to act as like a little fence, just to make it a little bit easier for me. And I might do that a little bit more with some of the other stuff that we have, which might just pay off a little bit better to act as like a fence, just to hold back some of their weeds. But not only that, I will probably also start streaming back their particular area, the grass and the weeds and the nettles, just so it stops it from coming into mine a little bit more. I'm not sure what's going to happen in the future, but these are the problems with having an allotment. And I'm sure it's the same with some gardens as well. I mean, my garden, I'm quite lucky. Our neighbours, we've got fences all the way around. Doesn't really interfere too much with our neighbours. But I'm sure there are some gardens out there that neighbours do cause issues with their gardening. It's not fair, it's not right, but it's what we have to do with sometimes. And I think sometimes it's best to have good neighbours than fall out with your neighbours and have big problems. Be civil. Anyway, it has been warm. I believe rain is predicted for tomorrow evening, so that might just be enough to water our plants. Now, I've got to admit, our soil here at home, underneath that straw mulch that I laid down a few weeks ago, the soil is really, really moist. The mulch really has worked wonders. So I'm really, really pleased with that. The only trouble is I've noticed there's lots of slugs coming out of the straw. So that might be a bad side. I've only used this straw because I had it available from our straw bale gardening failure that we had last year. And I think what I will be doing, I don't know if I'll necessarily use straw again, but I'm going to try and build up our reserves of compost to try and use that in the future. Slugs and snails are a real, real problem for me this year. We've lost so many plants to slugs and snails. Now, moving on to plants. Today, I actually realised I made a mistake when I was talking about all the seeds to be sown. On Thursday, I spoke about sowing the courgettes. I actually had the page in my book the wrong way around. The courgettes were meant to be, I think, next week. It should have been butternut squash on Thursday. which means today I sowed the butternut squash. Now, butternut squash is a really fantastic winter squash. If we sow it now, we can grow some decent butternut squashes. If we store them correctly, they can last for up to 18 months. And they are full of flavour and so useful in the kitchen. Now, that being said, last year our butternut squash was just a really rubbish crop. I'm hoping this year is going to be much better. Now, I sowed mine in some root trainers. These are what I tend to use. These are quite deep root trainers filled with multi-purpose compost, and I just sowed one seed per pot. You may not have root trainers, so you can use any other pots instead of root trainers, as long as you just one seed per pot and they're quite deep. When these germinate, they can germinate quite quick and they can be grow quite quick as well. So one seed per pot, about 2 centimetres deep, and place it somewhere warm and light. Now, I'm not talking a heated propagator, sunny windowsill in a greenhouse. You probably can do it outside as well. It's probably cool enough, warm enough, to be outside. It's certainly light enough this week, but if rain is expected, I probably would still do it inside a greenhouse. Now, as I said, germination can be pretty quick. I would expect germination by the end of the week. It could be up to 2 weeks, but I think it'll be quicker than that. But once it germinates and it starts growing, it will be incredibly quick to grow. So as soon as those true leaves start to show, that's when we want to start getting them outside and get them started hard enough. You could actually sow them directly outside as well. But I try not to do that because I find it leads to more problems. Now, what we're going to do in the meantime is just prepare the ground. And yes, that does mean more compost. I say this every time, just adding plenty of compost, keeping the bed weed free, a nice sunny location. Because this is a squash, it is loves fertile, rich soil. So plenty of compost, well-rotted manure would be good. I actually also grow, like pumpkins, some in my compost heaps as well. So I personally love growing them in compost heaps because, well, if a compost bin is full of compost material that is rotting down, we're going to be putting that into actual use of growing food, which just to me makes a lot of sense. Now, once planted, what it's worth doing is potting a pot next to the sunken in the ground next to your squash. And when you water into that pot. That just encourages water to get to the roots, which is where the squash plants need it. But not only that, it also stops water, or when you're watering, landing on the stems. Now, when it comes to squashes, it is possible for the squashes to get stem rot. That's when water lands on the stem and it rots away. That's why it's always good with these seeds to water from the bottom when they're young. When you get them in the ground, try and water around the plant or into a pot that's sunken in the ground. Allow it to grow. Feed with a tomato feed every two weeks once the flowers start showing. Pretty soon those flowers will turn to squashes and you continue to let them grow. I would try and restrict them to 2 squashes per plant, so you may want to grow lots and lots of squash plants. I know I certainly will be. Grow them around sweet corn and things like that as well, thinking about it. Now, the squashes themselves are going to be ready when they are a uniform colour all the way around, and like pumpkins, the stalk has gone hard. Try and cut them off and leave them as much stalk as possible, and then place them in a greenhouse for a week or two for the skin to harden, and then they should last a very long time inside a cool, dry place. I store mine in a garage, a shed, anything like that, where these can last a long time. If you don't have anything like that, then of course you can cut them down and freeze them, turn them into soups, wide range of things that you can do with butternut squash. They are probably an incredibly easy plant to grow. The hard thing is always, if you get a bad year, you may get bad crops. That was definitely last year. Right, so we'll be rectifying what we did. So what does that mean? On Thursday, we're going to be sowing the runner beans, and that should hopefully then bring us up to date. Right, thanks so much for listening tonight. I will be back again on Thursday. Got the main podcast coming out tomorrow, of course. So until then, please take care.